Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and I am going to talk about one of my very favorite subjects, which is the soul. The soul is the key for me to connecting to all inspiration. It's something that is close to me from lifetime through lifetime through lifetime, and it's something that inspires me daily. The soul's nature's light, and I am a lover of the light. The soul is also eternal. Your relationship with your soul may be one of your most important relationships, because through your soul, you connect to your true self, who you really are. And through that, you connect to your essence and to the one source of all that God within. So your soul is a very important key to understand and to know and to work with. And there are certain things that feed the soul, and there are certain things that feel like they're crushing the soul. And unfortunately, in the challenging times we're in, a lot of the things we're seeing in the news are things that limit the soul, the fear, the anger, the frustration, the limitations are things we have to live with now. So how do we live with those things and still water the garden of our soul? I find this to be a very, very important point right now. Because if you're not feeding your soul, you're taking away one of your most important resources. And you can get angry. And I have seen a lot of anger out there. You can have your buttons pushed. And there's no doubt that people's buttons are getting pushed a lot. So let's take a few moments to think about your soul's nature. Your soul's nature is one of light. So when you go into meditation, you go to that place within in the silence, and you connect there in the silence, in that time, that precious time where you meditate with who you really are, with your soul. And you need to then be open to allowing that light that's present in your soul to heal and chase away any of the shadows. Now, the thing is, in meditation, it's so interesting. When you really get deeply into meditation, some of your shadow side in the darkness will be revealed. And a lot of that's happening now. So what's important is to say, okay, I see you. I understand you're there. I recognize you. I love you and I release you. You need to be able to release that hidden shadow self, to heal it, to accept it, to understand all of who you are. Because it's only when you can love yourself 100% that you can allow a fertile field to allow your soul to grow. How else do you feed your soul? Well, we know you feed it through meditation. You also feed it through nature. Nature is a great healer. Our souls come alive in nature. Our souls come alive when we see the stars shining in the sky. Our souls come alive when we watch a sunset or a sunrise, when we see birds flying across the sky, when we see a beautiful flower. And those are things that nature feeds your soul. So you need to go out and get in nature, walk in nature, spend some time in nature, and do things that feed your soul in nature. I always feel better after I've been out in nature. What else can feed your soul? Art can feed your soul. Creating a beautiful photograph or looking at beautiful pictures in a museum or going online and looking at inspiring pictures can feed your soul. I find for me, music feeds my soul. Music is one of the great things in my life that inspires me. And when I'm creating music, I feel totally in tune with my higher self and the soul. So the soul is also fed by the beauty of art, the beauty of nature, the beauty of being alive and all the things of spirit. I also feel that my soul is fed by poetry. So if we can allow that to be, I know I will take time in meditation. And then I find that I ask my soul to give me a message. And I've been doing this for over 50 years. I have thousands and thousands of messages, many of them turned into books and spoken word CDs or lyrics. Here's one that I recently wrote. Let the divine light of God's presence release all doubts and fears. Let God's light shine on you. Let Spirit's presence now appear. Open the flower of your soul, right there within the temple of your heart. This heart is purely attuned to the light, and it calls forth the energy it needs to blossom. At dawn, you can hear the calling of the golden flower of love. You can feel your heart coming alive in the radiance of being, in that love from above. You can let the joy of this glorious gift fill you with the perfect light, for you are a precious flower of love, and you have the roots there in the source of all life. You are joined to the heart of all hearts in love, for you are the soul's gift of life and spirit. Opening that heart to the temple of living love, you are born from the seeds of the stars and heaven's garden, rooted in this healing love that awakens the beauty that lives within us here on earth. And we bow to this beauty and offer ourselves to the perfection of that soul within us, that golden flower of love. In all of our spiritual tools and our spiritual toolbox, I would say that connecting with your soul and being attuned to your soul and developing that close relationship with your soul may be one of the most important things you can do. Let's breathe in this beautiful energy of your soul right now. Get comfortable. Just breathe, breathing in and holding your breath for a second and breathing out, letting go of any stress. Ah, feel good. Breathe in the light of your soul right now. Breathe it deeply in and see it inside your third eye in a radiant golden flower of light that blossoms. Breathe in that flower of light and let it come down into your heart and let your heart's love feed that blossom. Feel the vibration of your soul. Feel your soul's frequency. And now take a moment to attune to your very energy source of your soul. What tone does your soul resonate to you? We all have a tone we resonate to. How do we know that? Well, if you wake up first thing in the morning and do you just do a tone, you sound, that sounds usually the one that's the closest to your soul's tone. And if you listen to beautiful tones in music and in sound toning, you'll find ones that resonate with you. So right now, give yourself a moment. Just say, ah, sigh. Do it again, ah. Now you do it. Can you feel a resonance of your own tone as you sigh with an awe? Allow this sound to frequent in your mind, bathing in that beautiful energy as it vibrates throughout your entire head. Ah, feel that healing energy radiating through every cell of your very being. Breathe in the energy of this love that comes from the soul and feel the blessing of being one with the source of all love right now. See this love radiating out from all around your entire body. And let it send its love out to the world because your soul loves to share its light and love with the world. And send that love out in healing wings of your soul's love right now, circulating with that. Wings flying and circulating around the world. And the soul of the world. And now feel that beautiful encircling love of the world coming back to your heart and soul, 100-fold and charged with the beautiful power of all that light and love and others recognizing that you're sending yourself as a light worker, that love out to the world. Let that inner soul of yours burn bright. Let that spark within you be ignited to enlighten your very being right here and now. Feel it. Bathe in it. Absorb it. Let it completely surround you. Let yourself resonate with that beautiful energy field of who you truly are. And now thank your soul for being with you lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. That soul's been with you before you were born in this body, and it'll be there to guide you when you leave your body. So be very aware of how precious your soul is. We're all souls on this long journey through life. And in our souls, we can all journey together as one because we do resonate in the one source of all love and all light. Your soul is your eternal companion. It's your compass. It will guide you. So allow your soul to speak to you. And as we close out this meditation, I ask that when you open your eyes, that you take a moment and ask your soul, is there one word? Is there a message that you need to hear? And now let's breathe in some very deep, soulful breaths and allow yourself to come back into your conscious mind. And remember, that soul is with you always, night and day. It's your constant companion. It is your precious, precious connection to God. Remember to recognize your soul, to love your soul as you love who you are. It is the I am that I am. And when you're writing down your messages from your soul, maybe ask your soul, what inspires the soul? What feeds your soul? Find out how you can feed your soul. And make sure when you find out how you can feed and please your soul, you take time to do that every single day. I send you my soul's blessings. And I send you blessings on the long eternal journey of life and beyond. God bless you with that soulful light and love always. And thank you so much for being there and for listening.